الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan Ayamin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rituals and rites of the faith. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to the class, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic or subject we're going to talk about is ideal personality. Might be a mixture of morale or morals. And so a lot of that's going to be in it, but the main part of this, the gist of what I'm going to be talking about, is having the correct personality and being correct in your behavior and your character and where you treat and where you treat other people. And so we look at it in terms of, for example, having a good morals is of or concerned with the principles of right and wrong in relation to human action and character. So you can go to a dictionary, you can find that out, or you can go online, whatever, to find out the definition of having a good moral character or having an ideal personality. We see people who sometimes they may even be about porn and look at porn, either read about it, look at pictures, or they go online, something like that, and they're porn. And so it also affects the way a person thinks and the way the person act, and they act or think in a non-moral way. Or a person, say for example, the way a Muslim may treat another Muslim or treat another human being, they may act in a non-moral way, and of course they are wrong because they're going against Quran, which is our guiding principle for the Muslim, and the Prophet Muhammad, his guidance is a guiding principle for the Muslim. Being boastful, rude towards others, also may make a person act in a non-moral way or immoral way, or whatever one is correct in way I should say this. Also, acting in a non-moral way or immoral way is to begin to take on the characteristics of a person who has a bad character, or a person who does not have the ideal personality, or a person who doesn't believe in Allah. It's a disbeliever. A person who is unbeliever, because they act the opposite of what Allah wants us to do, or the opposite of what the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, want us to do. So this person's behavior is not the behavior of a Muslim, or the correct behavior of a Muslim, or the morale of the person, the morals of the person is not correct in terms of how they should be conducting themselves towards other people, and not be boastful, and not want to be seen by everyone, or not being a person that's going to be wrong towards other people and wrong other people, or be part of people who wrong other people, or sanction or put your stamp of approval of people wronging other people. There may be people who are listeners to me, or my students, who are leaders, have position of authority. That means they have great influence upon other people, even upon your family, for example. You have great influence upon them, so you should act in the correct manner, and having good a good personality, ideal personality, and having good morals. And so you should do that because people are watching you. They're watching your, what you do, and they're watching what you say. And you have an opportunity to treat people in a good, in a kind way because people are watching you. And also, you shouldn't do that anyway because the law is always watching you. And the angels are watching you, writing down your good deeds and your bad deeds. So you're not getting away with anything. You think you may get away from it, away with it, because you're doing it here in this world around mankind or to mankind, but you're going to have to be checked on the day of judgment. And it's going to show up in your book where the angels write down your good deeds and your bad deeds. What you do is going to show up in your book that's going to be good or it's going to be bad. If you do not have the ideal character characteristics of a good moral person, or the ideal personality, then it's going to show up in your book. You're not getting away with anything. Whatever you do in the dark, it's going to show in the light. So please, my students, understand what I'm saying. I'm going to get ready to get into more of the information from the Quran and also the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and what they say about having a good moral character or having an ideal personality, because this is what we should have. We want to treat people the way we want to be treated. You may have the power and authority to treat people any way you want to treat them because of your power and authority right now on earth. But when you before your Lord naked and uncircumcised, what you do, what you've done on earth, going to bear witness against you or bear witness for you. As I mentioned to you before, your tongue will speak without you even having control over it. Eyes will speak what it saw without you having any control. Ear will tell what it heard or hears, or what it heard really in the past tense. And you won't have any control over it. Hands, what it did. Feet, where it went. All these things are going to speak for or against you. So you want these things, these pieces of your body to speak for you in a positive way, a good things that you've done with it or for people, not the bad things that you've done towards people or with these various body parts. Let's see what Allah says in the Quran, and I'll read it in Arabic, and then I'll roughly translate it up into English. And Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْرَةٌ حَسَّنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَ وَذَلِكَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ. And what it says is, this has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern of anyone, for anyone whose hope is in Allah in the last day and who remembers Allah often. So we see from this, just this short verse, and that Allah says, he's talking about the Prophet having an excellent pattern of behavior, the excellent character that we should follow. That's Muslim and non-Muslim. Read about the Prophet, the kind of man that he was, and how people loved him so much, the person that he was. I'm going to talk later on about just how humble this man was. And so read about him and how his character, Allah says, in him, you find what? An excellent pattern. For anyone who hopes in Allah in the last day. You want a pattern of behavior, not being like singers or sports people or entertainers or politicians, anything like that. You want to be like anyone, be like the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, and his character and way he conducted himself, because Allah himself says that in him you had the excellent pattern, or excellent pattern of character. And so we should also look at how he conducted himself and also conduct ourselves the way he conducted himself. That's our pattern. That's who we follow. That's basically, if you say a hero, that is the hero for the Muslim and for non-Muslim. He is the one that had a good moral characters and the one that we should follow and not follow these other people that's going to do nothing but misguide us and put us in a bad position before Allah. Also, it was reported by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said, "We were sitting in the company of the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, so quietly as if the birds were sitting on our heads. None of us had the courage to speak. In the meantime, some people came and asked the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, who amongst his slaves is dearest to Allah? He replied, one who has the best moral character." He didn't say anything else. He didn't say the one that gives the most or anything like that. He said, you wanted the answer to that question, who amongst his slaves is dearest to Allah? He said, the one who have a good moral character. And so you want to be dearest to Allah? Then have a good moral character. It's simple to do. Or beg Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah. Please Allah, make me have a good character. Maybe be amongst the ones that have an ideal personality. Ask Allah to change. It's not too late. You, if you listen to me, you have breath in your body. You hear me. That means that you have an opportunity to change who you are. To change the way you treat people. Because treating them the way you're treating them is not right if you treat them in a poor way, in a bad way. And not having good morals and having a good moral character and good what you call personality or ideal personality for others to follow and pat themselves after. You don't have that. And when you look into the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a person that has good moral character? Or do you see a person opposite of this, opposite of that? What do you see when you're alone? Do you see, envision in yourself only this person that goes out and hurts other people? Or do you envision in yourself changing and being a person who has a just and moral and a moral character, an ideal personality, and treating in people in a better way than the way you have been treating people? What is the best thing given to man? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he replied, good moral character. The Prophet was asked, which Muslim had a perfect faith? He answered, one who has the best moral character. You want to have the best, and he talked about to the Muslims? You want to have the perfect faith? Then have the best character. What's the best thing that's been given to you is having a good character, a moral character. What can you give to your son or your daughter? Give them good moral character. Treat them in this way. But get them, you want to give them gifts, not money or things. Treat them or teach them to be good moral citizens. Be good to other people. And inshallah, by the will of Allah, they may be treated in the same manner. They may be treated by others in the same manner, in a goodly manner, and having people with good moral character around them, and treat them in a good way, and they also treat them in a good way. I'm sorry. It was also reported by Abdullah, the son of Umar. He related that he heard the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, saying, shall I not tell you who is dearest to me amongst you and who will be closer to me on the day of judgment or judgment day? He replied, he repeated this question two or three times. Same question, two or three times. People replied, surely, please tell us. The messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings upon him, he said, one who has the best moral character. You want to know about the one that's going to be nearest to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him on the day of judgment? Where we're naked and uncircumcised, we'll be before Allah? The best one that's going to be nearest to this man, nearest to the Prophet Muhammad, where he repeated two or three times, is he the person who has the best moral character? Who listened to my voice do not want to be close to the Prophet. This man was the one that's promised paradise. He's promised paradise. That's it. He has his card and his ticket, and he's going to paradise nonstop. No, none whatsoever. No stops along the way. He's going straight to paradise. So you want to emulate and assimilate, and you want to do what he did. You want to copy him. You want to do the things he did, so that he can be. That he can be near to Allah and be the one that on the day of judgment goes straight to Jannah or go straight to paradise. And we want to be close to this man on the day of judgment, where a day where the shade of Allah, only certain people be underneath the shade of Allah, there will be no other shade. No shade whatsoever. Where you have on a day where people will be sweating so much because they don't know the outcome of what's going to happen to them. They're going to be sweating so much is that it may reach their ankles, and the sweat may reach their knees, and the sweat may reach their waist. It'd just be so high, and it may reach around their chest or their chin or their nose. It just be so much sweat, and they'd be almost drowning in their sweat because they don't know what's going to happen to them on that day. They may have an idea, but it's all written in their book. If in their book it's written that they had a bad moral character, they did not have the ideal personality, they treated people in a bad way, it's all written in their book. They're not getting away with anything. Anything they do in the dark, again, comes out in the light. It's going to be revealed on that day when Allah is going to ask you questions about what you did and command our body part to speak for or against us. I'm just giving you the warning to myself and the warning to you. I'm just advising you, giving you nasiha, is that I'm advising you, my students, that we should start from this day forward, from this class onward to the next class or beyond that, having good moral character and being a good person. Before this class, you were a terrible person. You were a bad person. You were an evil person. But you can change. You can change, surprise the world. And you start noticing how many people you actually impact and has a sort of domino effect. You are good to someone, then someone's good to someone else. And it could have pay it forward. You're good to someone else, knowingly or unknowingly, and they're good to someone else, and you may benefit in the grave from this thing continuing because you started being good to someone else, and Allah takes your soul. And then you're good to number one person, and then number one is good to number two, and number two to number three, and it's all going on and on and on, but it started originally with you. Being good towards that one person or teaching that one person to have good moral behavior and being a good person. And so, my students, it starts with you. It starts with you, and you have life in your body and you can breathe and you can hear me. It starts with you. So go ahead and make that change, and don't be afraid to make that change. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said on the day of judgment, there will be no deed heavier on the scale of the believer than his noble character. Allah does not like an obscene and rude talker, and the person who has good character achieves the status of a person who prays and fasts. There's so many blessings in praying. There's so many blessings in a person who fasts. And so the thing that's going to be heavy on the scale on the day of judgment, on the mizan, on the day of judgment, all of our deeds, our good deeds, will be on one side of the scale, and our bad deeds will be placed on the other side of the scale. And if our bad deeds outweigh our good deeds, we're going to hell. I told you about what hell is. It's our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, and prayerfully you be submitted to your will to Allah, and you become Muslim. Then your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, and then you go to paradise. It's a simple formula. That's all. Those people who do math, 1 and 1 is 2, and divide or whatever. I'm 6 into 12 is 2. And so, come on now. It's a simple problem to be resolved. It can be easily resolved with what? Well, you just changing how you treat people and the way you are. Oh, I've been like this all my life. Okay, you can change. That's no excuse. If you're using it for an excuse to stay where you are and to do what you're doing, but it's wrong. You're wrong. If nobody ever tell you that you're wrong, I'm telling you, you're wrong. I'm telling anyone who listens to me, if all of you have this bad behavior, you all are wrong. I'll stand alone on that. And if all of you have good behavior and I'm the only one who have bad behavior, then you all tell me all by myself, you're wrong. And your character is wrong. Your behavior is wrong. You don't have the ideal personality. You have an immoral, immoral behavior that you have. And so you tell me this. I want to know this so that I can change. And I'm the one telling you and advising you that you can change too. And that is not too late for you to make that change. The message of Allah, may peace and blessing upon him, he said, a person can reach a high status in the hereafter by his good conduct, though he may be weak in matters of worship, and he can also go down to the lowest part of hell by his wicked character. And so this is pretty clear. I shouldn't have to explain anything to you regarding what I just read. And I hope that we have the good character, although we may have a weak worship, and then we go to paradise. And that Allah does not put us in the lowest part of the hell because we have this wicked character. You want to have a good character to go to paradise. And having a wicked character or bad character, and we go to the paradise. It's not people who are wicked character that go to paradise, and the people who have a good character, they go to hellfire. It's the opposite of that. So which one? Either which one are you going to do? Are you going to have the good character go to paradise, or are you going to have the bad character, and you're going to end up and going to the hellfire? Aisha reported that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, Allah is soft-hearted, and he likes softness. And the reward that he gives to softness, he does not give to hardness. Not only this, such a reward he doesn't give for anything except for soft-heartedness. So Allah wants us to be gentle. He wants to be soft. And men, listen to me. Listen to me for a second. Come here. Come close to this, whatever the device you're listening to. Being soft does not make you not a man. Oh, Imam, what you talking about? No, we don't have to always be hard. The Prophet Muhammad, he was the best of men. But he was very soft and kind towards the women and towards the children and gentle to them and play with them and race with his wives sometimes wives would beat him. Wife would beat him in running, and sometimes he would beat them in running or racing. The children, he saw them, he hugged the children or played with the children. It's not what he did to them. Yes, men, we are a little bit stronger than the women, the weaker ones, with some are the women and the children. Yes, we are stronger than them. That don't mean we go and use our strength to abuse them or to grab them or to hit them or to shout at them or verbally abuse them or physically abuse them. We don't do this kind of thing. So being soft-hearted is not being manly. The Prophet was very manly. And so we copy him and his soft-heartedness. And Allah gives to the person who is soft-hearted what he does not give to a person who is hard-hearted. And so we want from Allah the kindness towards Allah and the pleasure that we want from Allah, and Allah to be pleased with us and to give to us. So we have this softness to us, and the softness, not that you can be soft and not be manly. Softness means you're going to be gentle and you're going to be kind and those kind of things. And so I hope that you understand what I'm talking about. And understand this, whatever is soft is beautiful. and whatever is not is ugly. Know the difference between what is beautiful and what is ugly. And whatever is soft is beautiful, and whatever is not is what? Is ugly. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he also mentioned this on the day of judgment. The dearest and the nearest to me as regard to my company will be those persons who will bear the best moral character. Those among you who talk with affectation and are given into boasting and will be most repugnant to me and furthest from me on the day of judgment. The companions submitted. O Messenger of Allah, what is meant by the word mutafahikun? The Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said, those given to boasting. So he does not want us to boast or to brag or anything like that. You want to be next to Allah again, have a good moral character, and not be one that's going to be boasting. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's going to like shun away from you, push you away, won't have anything to do with you because you are a boastful person. You are the one, as I said, mutafakikun. And now Aisha, she reported that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, as saying a believer has good character, attains the status of a person who fasts regularly. Another verse of this hadith, says, a believer with his noble manners achieves the rank of one who prays late night prayers and fasts during the day. This is what he's talking about. This is the level of blessing a person get that having this good character. And having a noble character, a noble manners, he achieves this of the rank of a person that fasts that fasts all day and prays all night. Come on now, this is beautiful from Allah Ta'ala, and it's said that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, what this person gets. Also, Abu Huraira, he related that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, a believer's decency or civility is his religion. His tolerance is his worship, and his lineage is the goodness of his character. Abdullah, the son of Umar, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing be upon him, was neither ill-mannered nor indecent in his speech. He used to say, the best among you are those who are best in his moral character. The man was not ill-mannered, and he was not decent in his speech. As a matter of fact, he said very little. You can almost count the words that he said. They were powerful, what he said, but he said very little. And he said, either speak good or hold your tongue or keep quiet or keep silent. Some of us talk. Man, we never stop talking. Sometimes we don't even know what we're saying. We talk so much. But the thing is, we have to have what comes out of our mouth has to be decent speech and good speech and not hurting people or saying things that are going to be hurtful things to people. It was also related by Anas. Anas, who reported, I served, this was when I was very close to the Prophet, lived with him. I served the Prophet, may peace be upon him, for 10 years. And I swear by Allah that he never said, oof. Never asked me why I did this or didn't do that. This was a time a person kind of, how do you learn about a person? You live with them, you travel with them, or you work with them. That's how you really learn a person. Remember this, students. You want to really learn about a person, you live with them, you travel with them, or you work with them. This man, Anas, he lived with the Prophet for 10 years, and the Prophet never said oof to him or said any kind of negative thing towards this man. He never asked him why he didn't do this or why he didn't do that. And that man lived with him 24/7. He lived with the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, and he never treated him in a bad way and never said anything that was hurtful to this man. And so, my beautiful students, I want to also, in at this time, and if you want to find out more information about what I just mentioned, and even I wanted to mention that the Prophet Muhammad, he was just so a humble person, is that he even went to a town and he was riding his riding beast, and he was just so humble into this town that his head almost touched his saddle. That's the kind of humble that the man was, and that's his character of how he was. He was a great leader and a scholar and so forth. He could have went into the town with his chest up and riding there all proud on his horse, on a nice prancing horse, but he did not do that. He was very humble. He was so humble that his head touched his saddle. So you want to find out more about Islam and learn more about what I'm talking about here, then or increase in understanding of the faith, you can go to Why Islam, you can go to International Online University, or you go to American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.